I think it's 10 years since I last came. Is that going to be all right? So I've been doing lay preaching for a while, but I haven't done much over the years. I think this is only my third service in probably 15 months, something like that. So, but I see Pam with her dog. I've got a dog as well. We meet regularly on the green, and she keeps persuading me to come along. So I worship at Trinity, just on the corner, Methodist joint, URC, Methodist. And I've got a URC background, and I go back a long, long way with Sylvia to when I was a little girl. And so that's my background. So, and I'm a teacher now, but over in St Albans, not in Enfield. So happy Easter, everybody. Lovely to be here on the first Sunday after Easter. We are going to think a bit about Easter, because Easter doesn't sort of stop last week. We're going to move on a little bit. But I must admit, it does seem to me a little while ago since Easter, because I know it was only last week, but all the schools have gone back, because Easter was so late that we're now already back in school, and back in the swing of things. In fact, we've got another bank holiday next weekend, so it's all going lovely. As a result, I didn't get time to eat my Easter eggs. So I brought one along here. And I thought, very nice. I'll have a little look at the Easter egg and just see. And it's got cream eggs inside. And I thought we might open it up and have a little look. It's been very carefully opened. Right, there we go. Anybody else can do this as well, of course. Sorry, I'm probably making some noise on the microphone as well. There we've got it, and then with all the excitement, we open it up and we look inside, and it's empty. And of course, that's what it's all about, isn't it? And I borrowed this idea from last week as well. It is an empty tomb. You know, I mean, eggs are, if you like, completely different to tombs, but the whole point is we are celebrating an empty tomb. There is nothing there. Perhaps the linen wraps that were around Jesus, but nothing more. So we might be able to eat this at the end with your cakes as well. We'll all be going home very full. Last week then was Easter Sunday. I don't know what readings you looked at here. I think the lectionary readings are from John. So we had John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. It's Mary Magdalene. Did you have that as well? Yeah. So Mary Magdalene going to the tomb, and you know, getting there and finding nothing there, and going back and telling Peter and John rush through. And last Sunday morning, did anybody make it to the 7 o'clock service by the fountain? I was there, right? Okay. And I was reminded that actually John went in first, didn't he? But he didn't actually go in the tomb, he just looked in, and then Peter marched on in, typical Peter style, to see what was going on. And then the events of the day unfold. And then today, and going in the garden, of course, where Mary met Jesus and didn't recognise him. And that's what the Morning Has Broken song refers to. So Mary meets Jesus in the garden, doesn't recognise him, then recognises him, then goes and tells the disciples. And today, our readings follow on from that, and we start looking at the evening of the first day. So the evening of that Sunday.